Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply, in app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, locked in, listening all over North America. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Okay, wherever you might be, thank you. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And of course, today, on this 8th day of December, we've had a lot to get into. We talked about the college football playoff, Notre Dame, their complaints over the past 24 hours about not getting into the college football playoff. We talked about Philip Rivers. Is Philip Rivers on his way back into the NFL? Apparently, the Indianapolis Colts are giving him a call, especially if that an injury to Daniel Jones. Shedeur Sanders, he's in. He's the Browns starting quarterback for the rest of the season unless something crazy happens. And then, of course, we got Monday Night Football going on right now, this minute, this second. The Chargers lead the Eagles in Los Angeles 7-3. Justin Herbert is out there playing with that rap on his hand. He actually has the football right now, trying to put some more points on the board as there are about 13 minutes to go here in the first half. We'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. At the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We have so much to get into, so much to discuss. We've gone into LeBron and college football and the NFL. We've had some great guests. Thank you to Luke Easterling from Athlon Sports for joining us. Talk some NFL. Thank you all so much. We appreciate you, Brian Fisher from Sports Illustrated, coming through to talk some college football. We've been through it all. And if you want to be a part of the show, like many of our callers have, you can hit us up too. Here's the number, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I mean, so far, so good. Chargers lead 7-3. Botcher, I mean, it's one thing for me to sit down and watch the game in a studio while I'm speaking and staring at a screen. But it doesn't appear that Justin Herbert is all that, you know, compromised with that padding and that plate in his hand. Or are you seeing anything different?
I saw him get sacked by the Eagles, and he didn't land on his left hand. It kind of looks like he tucked his arm to make sure he wasn't going to get hit. Mm-hmm. But I think it's there, but not to the point where he's not afraid of contact.
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. He's going to try to stay clear away, you know, from any type of contact, anybody hitting that hand. It's inevitable that it's going to happen. You play four quarters of football. Justin Herbert was able to connect with Omarion Hampton for a 4-yard touchdown to get the scoring going. That's the only touchdown that we have. So we'll keep you up to date on that game. And when it comes down to Justin Herbert and then also the Eagles, these are two teams right now with an 8-4 record. Justin Herbert was asked, of course, prior to the game about that hand and the injury and the hardware that's in it. Apparently, he's not all that sure. He just knows that he is partially robotic right now.
Yeah, I think it was a plate and a few screws. So, I don't know the exact medical terminology or what exactly went on, but you know, he said it went well and got it stabilized, and he was happy with how it went.
I guess if the doctor's happy, you be happy, sure. Man, why not? I don't want no plates in my hand. I mean, I'm not playing in the NFL. If they needed to put a plate in my... If I had... Botch, he fractured his hand. That's what they did.
Basically, I think he fractured the center of his hand, I'd assume.
Oh, boy.
And they'd have to screw it, like a couple of screws to collect each bone, put it back together.
Oh, no thanks. Just give me a cast, thank you, okay? If it doesn't fix, it doesn't fix. I'll be okay. But I'm not Justin Herbert. I'm not standing around making, what, $50-plus million a year to go out there and throw a football. So we'll keep you up to date on this game as it continues on. We did hear from Herbert. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni, who's the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. They are reeling a two-game losing streak. He says, I don't care what's going on with this guy's hand. I know they got a good coach. They got a good players. And we got to be careful.
They play with good fundamentals, play really hard, got good players, well-coached, a lot of respect for this team and the players and coaches that they have.
You know, Boncher, you're correct. He says a whole lot of nothing. Is that his plan? That's his plan, right? Or does he also sound like, I don't want to say a half-wit, that's not nice. Does he also sound clueless when he speaks to the team?
There's got to be some type of art to being... Yeah. If you're able to speak to the media and give off nothing at the same time, there's got to be a successful strategy in that, because you don't want to give away anything to your game plan. You don't want to take away what you're thinking personally. So in a weird way, Nick Sirianni is doing good by acting dumb.
Is he acting? Yes, he's acting. Of course he is.
Yes, I think he is a great football mind. Is he a people person? Probably not. And
but
in a
there
weird way,
was
that helps him.
There was a point in time where the Eagles fans looked, and they may not want to admit this, but they looked at him and were like, hey, we got to fire this guy. He's the one that's screwing things up, which, they won a championship. The guy's going to get a little bit he's going to get some leeway here when it comes to coaching his team. Like, nobody is perfect the whole damn time. So we'll keep you up to date with Nick Sirianni and what happens with these Chargers and also these Eagles. As we are here for now at this point, about an hour, a little less than an hour. And speaking of coaches who can end up looking silly and people wanted them fired, kind of crazy. We saw the Pittsburgh Steelers go out there and beat Baltimore 27-22 yesterday. I mean, I still can't get over that pass to Mark Andrews at the end of the game that was intended for Hopkins that Andrews decided to deflect that may have helped decide the game. But the Steelers hold on. They have a record of 7-6. Baltimore is now 6-7. And I guess for 1 week, everybody could leave Mike Tomlin the hell alone. For 1 week, Mike Tomlin, always a team guy, he says, listen, it's not about me. It's not about Rodgers. It's not about anybody. We won as a damn team.
I think they were able to go back, but it's really kind of indicative of how this game is played, man. Appreciate the efforts. Big win for us, obviously, in a hostile environment, and we'll keep moving.
Yeah, he said, listen, that's the coach right there. That's why people love Mike Tomlin. Even DK Metcalf, he had a little bit of a bounce-back game. People were saying he's not a number one, he can't get separation. Well, yesterday, he hauled in 7 catches for 148 yards. DK says, listen, I haven't even been here a full season yet, but we don't listen to this crap outside about Mike Tomlin.
We knew not to pay attention to any outside noise. You know, like I've said this before, Coach T is a great leader for us. And, you know, he's done nothing but take the bullets for us. You know, even when we're high and when we're low. But he's always come in every day, has been steady and stayed the same, always motivated us to always, you know, play our best ball.
Always motivated us to play our best ball. It's nice. I feel like I go through the same thing every season for a couple of weeks, telling folks, just chill out on Mike Tomlin. Like, you want to fire the guy and bring in who nobody ever has an answer. You want to upset and rock the apple cart. Nobody has a solution. It does not make sense. And even yesterday, this is crazy. Terry Bradshaw, like, he was on Fox because that's what he gets paid to do. He was on Fox, and he was just like, yo, give Mike Tomlin a break. And by the way, I've never even met the guy. Steelers legend.
You know what? I've never met Mike Tomlin, but I know one thing. He is an outstanding, phenomenal coach. And today you deserve that win today. Maybe that everybody will leave you alone and respect you for what you've accomplished.
That's crazy. I mean, is it surprising that they haven't met? A little bit, right? I mean, Mike Tomlin is coaching the football team every Sunday, and Terry Bradshaw is sitting on TV. Like, when would they cross paths? I'm pretty sure when the season is over, Terry Bradshaw isn't rushing to go to Pittsburgh to just go hang out with Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin is like, I got better things to do than sit around with Terry Bradshaw. But after about 20 years, you would think they would have met, but not all that surprising. They both got jobs to do. Meanwhile, Steelers are 7-6. Ravens are 6-7. It's not looking good. And yesterday, their head coach, John Harbaugh, a lot of people want him to be fired from the Ravens. I don't think that should be the case yet. Maybe I'm the guy. I don't believe you just fire good coaches. John Harbaugh says, man, we can still go to the playoffs. Leave me alone.
I mean, the players don't, you know, they know. They've been in the NFL. They know how this stuff works, you know, and I tell them basically we're not, we don't make any excuses. We don't point any fingers. That's not what we do here. We never have. We walk out of here with our chest out and our chin up, you know, and we look to the next game, you know, and we are fighting still for everything that we want to accomplish, you know. So it's tough. It's been a tough, challenging road for sure. But that's where we're at, you know, and we will keep fighting and we believe we can get it done.
Chest out, chin up. Yeah, that's how you should approach things. Ain't no losers out here. Baltimore's faced worst, okay? Let's think about this. When Lamar Jackson was out due to injury, people were like, oh my God, they need to fire everybody. They are cooked. Well, they're alive. They're not eliminated yet. And I know Lamar hasn't looked all that good. I mean, he's been on and off the injury reports for practice all throughout the course of the week. Yesterday, a touchdown and interception, only 219 yards passing. He doesn't look like the guy that you just go, hey, there's the guy that's won the MVP multiple times. And so today, John Harbaugh talked about Lamar and whether or not he's healthy. Is he?
Absolutely. I mean, he knows the offense, you know. And I think if you look at the game, you would have to say he looked good physically. You know, he was moving well. So consider that. You know, he was moving around pretty darn good, and that's a positive, and I was happy to see it.
Oh, that's wild. What a world that we live in right now, huh? Ravens not looking good. Chiefs not looking good. They just lost to the Texans last night, Sunday Night Football, 20-10. Patrick Mahomes, 3 interceptions. What a crazy one at the end. The ball went off the hands of Travis Kelce. Chiefs are 6-7. Like, these are supposed to be the teams that are out here competing for a championship. It just stinks right now. But Patrick Mahomes, of course, he has to be optimistic. He spoke to the media. Patrick Mahomes said, listen, y'all, we have to be positive. We have to use positive thinking. Listen to the champion. Listen to the MVP.
Just who we are. Like, I mean, I know we're not winning games, but that mindset that these guys have in this locker room, in the games that we're not winning, you can never question the fight of this team. And obviously we're not executing at the right moments and we're not making those plays. But at the end of the day, you'll never question that.
Yeah, you don't say. I mean, actually up next for the Kansas City Chiefs, they're going to take on the Chargers, who are, of course, in action right now against the Eagles. They still lead 7-3. But you know what? Let's show some love. Congratulations to the Texans. They're 8-5. Their defense is one of the best in the entire NFL. I mean, they've had to do this throughout the course of the season, throughout points without C.J. Stroud. He is back. Last night, he was able to throw the ball to Nico Collins 121 times, or excuse me, that's a lot of receptions, for 121 yards. It was just, it's nuts. And so the Texans are 8-5, and they don't get a lot of attention. There's nothing sexy about them. I feel a lot of their wide receivers are just hurt and out of commission. And C.J. Stroud says, listen, man, with our defense, you beat a team like the Chiefs, of course we can do some winning.
Yeah, it's extraordinary, man. Like, you know, go against, you know, some players like they have, you know, with Pat and Travis and, you know, the guys that got outside of Shee Rice and Xavier Worthy, you know. You know, I thought our defense did a great job of being sticky in coverage and relentlessly rushing, you know, and I thought they did an amazing job.
Damn. Boncho, where's the excitement from this guy? Where is he excited? Does he care?
He's one of the few quarterbacks, too, that doesn't show any emotion. Like, his pregame warm-up, I think maybe football is, like, his second love. He warms up with the basketball, warms up with everything else. But he wins. So I'm not going to complain about passion and energy when he just goes out there and plays great every week.
And he woke up one day and boom, here's a football. Go throw this sucker. Okay. It happens for people. And it's certainly working out for C.J. Stroud as long as he is healthy. And good for them. The Texans are currently 8-5. They have a good opportunity to immediately go 9-5. They got the Arizona Cardinals next up on their schedule. And we know if the Arizona Cardinals are good for anything, it's losing. So that shouldn't be too difficult for them. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Bob is here. Shout out to Bob. He's calling from Rhode Island. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Bob?
I sure am, JR. What do you think is going to happen between the Patriots and the Buffalo Bills this coming Sunday? Who's going to win?
We're already hitting the fast-forward button to week 15. I appreciate
that. What's so bad about that?
Oh, there's nothing bad about it. I'm going to be here all week.
It's after tonight's game, it will be week 15.
Well, yeah. Well, we got to get to Thursday first. Thursday, and this is not a good
matchup.
So what?
You can't talk about the matchup?
Well, damn, Bob. Oh, shut up, Bob. I tell you to shut up on my show.
You shut up.
No, you shut up first, Bob.
Don't say anything.
You shut up. Shut up, Bob. Shut up. Bacha, did he have coffee for dinner?
I would say something in the coffee.
Yeah, may have. So I had a shut-up fest with an old angry guy. Why is he so angry? I mean, damn.
Because he wanted to talk about the Patriots. You know, the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl.
I was going to get there with Bob, but he's cranky. Sheesh.
Hey, all I'm saying is, you know, Bob, there's a fever. It's the Patriots fever and Drake May fever. And it's stopping for nobody.
Does Bob have a cold?
Is it called Mayitis? Maybe.
Oh, as in Drake May.
Yes.
Okay. It's possible. Quite possible. He's asking me, who do I think is going to win the game? Man, come on. I don't know. I take the Buffalo Bills. And then when we get to the postseason, you know what? I take the Buffalo Bills again. And ultimately, as it stands, it's not so much about any singular game. In a general sense, I'm taking the Buffalo Bills. I'm not going to trust the Patriots as it stands right now. I don't want to say they're a year early when it comes down to being a true competitor, but I put it to you in the same space. Last week, there were all these conversations about how Drake May has now passed Matthew Stafford when it comes down to, you know, MVP odds. And then we wake up, we don't wake up. We go through the entire game yesterday, and the Rams go out there and destroy Arizona 45-17. And all of a sudden, Matthew Stafford is right back in the lead right now for MVP. And I say all of that for the Patriots' perspective to say they're good. God bless them. They're great. But do I think they're Super Bowl great right now? They could. They could definitely go there. I'm not disputing any of that. But I'm going to take the Buffalo Bills. And I know it's been very painful for them over the past several seasons. But let the Patriots do it first. I love the coach. I love Mike Vrabel. I will always say the Tennessee Titans are some of the dumbest people in the world, Amy Adams more specifically, for letting that man go. I got to see the young team, any young team, get over the hump before I'm just saying, okay, here they are. So when it comes to the upcoming game, who cares? Flip a coin. If the Patriots beat the Bills, will that instill some confidence in them? Again? Yeah, sure, fine, great. If the Bills beat them, do you think the Bills care? No, they don't. For the Buffalo Bills, it's all about what they just specifically do in the postseason. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. We'll give you an update on what the heck is going on here. Monday Night Football between the Chargers and the Eagles. We'll get into that. Of course, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then we heard from Terry Bradshaw. The man said he has never met Mike Tomlin in his life because he's sitting in that damn TV studio every Sunday. Well, yesterday we had some guests in the TV studios. Jameis Winston, Russell Wilson, two New York Giants thinking about their future. Did they sink? Did they swim? How did they do? We'll get into that. We got more going on. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lots, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply and app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. As it stands right now, as it stands this second, the Los Angeles Chargers, they've added a field goal to the ledger, their ledger. They lead the Philadelphia Eagles 10-3. It's about 4 minutes and 40 seconds left here in the first half. The Philadelphia Eagles are trying to get some points up, and it just stinks for them because Jalen Hurts just threw the football to the wrong damn team in his own territory. So there's a good chance right now that the Los Angeles Chargers put some points back up on the board. This is not looking good right now for Philadelphia. Jackson comes through and is able to intercept Jalen Hurts as he tried to connect with Devontae Smith. He jumped the route. It looks like Devontae Smith slipped. And despite that, yeah, not good at all. As James was waiting right there to intercept the ball, and he does so. And so, I mean, at minimum, you can expect the Chargers to come up with some more points here as they lead the Philadelphia Eagles 10-3. Not looking good. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. That's only the fourth interception this season for Jalen Hurts. 19 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. Not good. Not good. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Todd in Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Todd?
Hey, JR. You there, bud?
Yeah, Lyle. How are you?
Okay. Pretty good, bro. I want to wish everybody a happy holidays, your whole crew and yourself.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. What's up?
Yeah, brother. No problem. I'm curious to know now. I gamble a few shekels here and there. I like to gamble once in a while.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm thinking about who might win the Super Bowl. I kind of got my own feelings about it, but what do you got?
Well, if you lose money, you going to yell at me later?
No. Okay. Not at all.
I mean, we just had this conversation with Luke Easterling, and then we also had our caller Bob from Rhode Island. He specifically asked me about New England and Buffalo, more to the point, their upcoming game this week. And I think as an overall, it's too wide. Like, if you're going to go out there and bet some money, I think you got a better chance of, getting a decent return, because there's no anticipation that you could just put your money down on the Chiefs and whatever cash that you bring back is going to be diluted. I guess that's the one positive. This is tough. There's so many teams. You look at Denver and their defense. Is their defense going to continue to carry them? And is Bo Nix going to step up? You know, Buffalo, everybody's been waiting on them for years to kind of burst through. They're probably the best team in the AFC that's not at the top of the totem pole.
I think you're right. Yeah. No, it's the Eagles,
but I mean, even the Eagles, I mean, they're having trouble. We see the issues that they're having, you know, as it stands, you know, right now, this moment. By the way, the Eagles have the football back. They're trying to stop the bleeding here. It's tough. I mean, if you bet some money and you end up winning some, send some cash my way, okay?
All right, bully, you got it.
Okay. Thank you, Todd, for calling from Maryland. You know, Bacha, I've been saying that for almost, I don't know, about 6 years now, 5-6 years. You know, not one person has ever called and given me money.
No. Well, how would they give you money? Like, mail it?
Cash App, man. Mail it? What are we talking about?
Or are you going out there and telling your Cash App tag on the radio?
I'm not difficult to find on Cash. What do you think my Cash? Well, okay. It's not that difficult, Botcher. It's not that tough.
Oh, I know that. But at the same time, if we're thinking about our audience here,
yeah,
what are the odds more than half our audience has a Cash App?
I think a lot of them do have Cash App.
Really?
I do.
Really? I think they might have Zelle. Zelle might be a better one.
It don't matter. You can send money electronically. You don't have to send me a stack of money through, carrier pigeon. I can get money.
Yeah.
But for all the years, people have asked me for advice. I need advice on this, JR. What do you think about that? I say, if you win money, send me some. Nobody's ever called me. Nobody.
So is that a good thing or a bad thing? Well, they either haven't won and they didn't have money to give you, or they did win and they still didn't send you money.
Yeah. Well, you're right in both regards. I don't know how it's weighed. I'll give you a better example. There's a guy. There's a restaurant a couple blocks here from the studio. There's a gentleman who listens to the show who works at the restaurant. He works in the back. He would call me on break, knowing that I'm only a few blocks away. And I would tell this guy, he would tell me, hey, JR, come down to the restaurant. And I sure enough went down to the restaurant one day. And you know, that day he wasn't there. I was mad about that.
You sure he ever worked there?
Yeah, the people who worked there knew who he was, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Maybe he was dodging you.
Stage fright? So. To do what?
Stage fright. I don't know. You're afraid to talk to you. I don't know.
What does it be afraid? I talk all day. I talk to everybody. No, except for that guy I just called. I told that guy to shut up. What?
It's like meeting your hero.
Hero.
You're afraid.
He ain't talking crap to me about the Falcons. What's there to be afraid about, you know?
No, that's true.
Give me something to eat. You get something to eat. You know, we sit down and we walk. We talk. Give me a drink. You take a drink. Or maybe you can't drink at work. It's not that tough. It's pretty easy. Shout outs to all the listeners who said they were going to, you know, give me something to eat, take me out. They've never done it. That's not true. I'm trying to think about it. No, you know, I connect with some listeners. Some good chances, good opportunities. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We got Philadelphia here. Bacha, what happened? Did L.A. fumble the ball back?
Yes. I have looked up at the screen, I think, a couple of times now, and every time I have, there's been either an interception, a fumble, or someone making a dumb play.
Oh, boy.
There was an interception into a fumble, into a second fumble. There was a fumble on Herbert, and then there's another interception by Hurts. So it's like literally everyone's playing terrible.
And so now here we go. We're at the two-minute warning. Los Angeles leads. The Chargers, I gotta specify which Los Angeles team. The Chargers lead the Eagles 10-3. The Eagles are trying to put some points up, even though they just gave the ball away. And Los Angeles, Herbert, just gave the ball away. And so now we'll just see what happens. Another slaptastic crap Monday Night Football game. Speaking of slaptastic, Bacha, did you hear any of this from Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston yesterday? Were they good? Were they bad?
So I was in person at MetLife, so I didn't get to hear it on the broadcast, but I feel that everything Jameis Winston does is put out on social media.
No.
He could say anything.
What's the funniest thing that he did or said yesterday on Fox?
The funniest thing on the cut sheet I see is the Duval one, just because it's him being a clown.
He's talking about the Jaguars?
Basically, he was asked to do pick 'em. Did he think the Colts or the Jaguars are going to win? And he was like, you know, ever since Liam Cohen, blah, blah, blah. And he did Duval impersonations.
This man is from Florida. Let's listen to Jameis Winston.
Ever since Liam Cohen has been getting recommendations on how to pronounce Duval the right way.
He went Duval.
How would you pronounce it, Jameis?
Duval.
What's your Broadway one?
Duval.
Yes. They all work.
The New York got to me, but I got the Jags.
You got the Jags.
Okay. All right. Well, it's Jameis Winston being Jameis. And then they had him give a pregame speech for the pregame show. Is that what they did?
Yes. I don't know if these were like clipped just for social media, but it seems that he was doing a bunch of stuff.
Oh, well, let's listen to what this man said.
We all should be happy and grateful for today. Now is the best present that we can get.
Okay? Present.
Right now. We have Hall of Fame football players.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we have world-class men and women that serve Fox to make this show go. This opportunity doesn't come around often,
Okay?
But guess what? We have to make it last forever.
Here we go.
Fox NFL kickoff on three.
Woo!
One, two, three.
Fox NFL kickoff!
Okay. All right. Okay. I mean, we know he has a job in the future. I just can't believe him and Gronkowski on the same stage. Oh, my God. The same set. It's kind of nuts. So you had Jameis Winston as a New York Giants had an off week because they lost again. What else is new? And then you had Russell Wilson on CBS. I can imagine the tone and tenor was a little bit different with Russell Wilson on CBS. A little bit more meat and potatoes. He said the Texans are a great team. Okay, Russell. Thank you.
The next pun for you, the most dangerous team in the AFC.
Man.
Would you like to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
Man, we just played the Patriots. We played Denver early. They had a crazy comeback, 19-point game. But I'm still going to go the most dangerous team. I'm actually going to go with the Texans. I'm going to go with the Texans. They may lose tonight, but they're going to win the rest of them, and they're going to get back in the playoffs, I think. And to find a way to get in. And if they get in with that defense, they're a problem.
Oh, boy. Well, we know that the Texans ultimately did win last night against the Kansas City Chiefs, forcing Patrick Mahomes into three interceptions. Dangerous team? Did they have to do that? You know, the more I hear these two guys speak, Jackson Dart and a quarterback with these guys, he must look at across and just go, man, can we just get them out of here? I mean, Jameis will be with the New York Giants next year. Likely scenario. Russell Wilson will be gone. What are they doing in that quarterback room? Like, are they just sitting there? And does Russell Wilson and Jameis, do they hate each other's guts? Botch, you think they hate each other? They can't stand each other? Too much corny in one room?
I think that they're so corny with each other and just in themselves, it works. Oh. Because they're just going to out-personality each other in a weird way, where it's just like a bunch of people who are weird hanging out, and they're just normal with it.
A bunch of people weird hanging out. Okay.
Like, if everyone in the room is weird, it's normal. So, at the same time, we could call Jackson Dart. He's a little, like, his age gap with them might make it even crazier in that locker room. So, I would say it's pretty normal between them.
Yeah, you put a bunch of weird people in a room, then all of a sudden it's normal. Marco Belletti, does that math add up to you?
Yeah, the island of the misfit toys, no?
Oh. Come on, Belletti.
Hey, it's Christmas time. I mean, cause seriously.
I saw Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer over the weekend.
See?
I did. I saw it over.
See, the youngins may not know. Island of the Misfit Toys. You got all the toys that are busted or they don't have a good, you know, whatever. Was it Jack in the Box? And then his name was Charlie or something like that. Yeah, so he was stuck on the island. That's Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson. Everywhere they go, they're the Island of the Misfit Toys.
Wow. Well, Russell Wilson is over here campaigning for his next job. I think Jameis, he already knows what his next job is going to be. And then you got Jackson Dart, who's probably like, can we get these two old guys out of here? What are we doing? So, what a world. And now they got to go back to the reality of being losers on an NFL field sooner rather than later. New York Giants 2-11, and you got the backup quarterbacks who are moonlighting in their second jobs. Hey, it's the bye week. Might as well go out there and have some fun while you're at it. They got Washington up next. Not that it matters because, well, the New York Giants suck anyway. It wouldn't matter who they play. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But right now, with Monday Night Football going on, it's time for a news flash. What else is going on in the world of sports? Here he is. You heard his voice. It is Marco Belletti.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply, in app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know Tide has been upgraded to provide an even better clean and cold water? Tide is specifically designed to fight any stain you throw at it, even in cold. Butter? Yep. Chocolate ice cream? Sure thing. Barbecue sauce? Tide's got you covered. You don't need to use warm water. Additionally, Tide Pods let you confidently fight tough stains with new ColdZyme technology. Just remember, if it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I mean, for all of that, all these fumbles and back and forth. Oh, my God. Now, Justin Herbert just actually threw. He threw an interception. Bacha, what are they doing out here? Does anybody want the ball?
No, not at all.
Justin Herbert needs a cigarette. Like, I was just getting ready to tell you that the Eagles had the ball. And all they could muster was a field goal. And so the Chargers have the rock. It's 10-6. There's 7 seconds left. But Justin Herbert just threw an interception to the Eagles with these 7 seconds. And it appears that the Eagles will have an opportunity to take a Hail Mary or ultimately go out here and try to kick a field goal. So the Eagles are getting a lot of breaks here, even though they've stunk the joint up. This is just bad all over the place. Maybe we'll get a cleaner slate of football here in the second half. I mean, as it stands right now, Jalen Hurts has thrown 2 interceptions in this game. And Justin Herbert, he just threw his first interception, I believe, earlier in the game. And Bacha, did he fumble? Was that on him?
Yeah, he fumbled. He got strip sacked.
Yeah, so Justin Herbert has two turnovers. He's fumbled the ball, and now he's thrown an interception. This season, this is the first game in the NFL this year with six turnovers in the first half. Okay, this is just what it is, so this is not an anomaly. This is the first game with six turnovers in the first half. We'll give you an update before we roll out of here in a few minutes, but it is December 8th. It's the end of the show, and that means it's time for us to go through a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for this day in sports history.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
December 8th, 1987, Ron Hextall of the Philadelphia Flyers, he became the first NHL goaltender. He shot a puck into the opposing goal in a 5-2 victory over the Bruins. Listen to this, courtesy of Sportsnet.
Bruins come back, flip it from their side of center in on Hextall. He blocks, looks to shoot it to the open net. He has scored! Ron Hextall has become the first player in the history of the National Hockey League, the first goaltender to actually score a goal. The only other one, and we've heard so much about it, by Billy Smith.
Yeah, first time for everything, right? December 8th, 2000, the year 2000. Shaq, this man went 0-for-11 from the free throw line. You can't make this up. The Supersonics beat the Lakers 103-95, and he broke Wilt Chamberlain's record. He went 0-for-10 from the free throw line for Philadelphia against Detroit back in the 60s. In this loss, Shaquille O'Neal had 26 points and 16 rebounds, but he could not hit a free throw to save his life. I mean, after retirement, even Kobe told the story. I wouldn't call it funny for Shaq, but he made a joke about how Shaq missing free throws, you know, how he tried to get him motivated.
He kept posting up, but they kept fouling him, so he kept going to the free throw line and kept missing him. And so he threw the ball out to me. I'm not throwing that back in there. I kept shooting him, right? So we get in the timeout, and he's like, hey, I'm open. I'm like, okay. And so we go out, and same thing, come, hey, I'm open. Okay. There you go. Come back in. Hey, dude, you got to throw me the ball. I said, man, that. Get it off the rebound if I miss, bro. He told him this. First year, 18 years old, man.
Yeah, man, I ain't giving you the ball or you're going to miss. How about the way, speaking of misses, Elliott misses for the Philadelphia Eagles, and they don't get a field goal. So right now at halftime, the Los Angeles Chargers lead the Eagles 10-6. Six turnovers combined here in the first half between Philadelphia and the Chargers. That is a record so far for this season. Let's go back in time. Well, let's go back in time. December 8th, 2007, Tim Tebow, he becomes the first sophomore to win the Heisman. He beat out Arkansas running back Darren McFadden. He's the first player since 1949 to finish second in consecutive seasons. It sucks for him. Didn't suck for Tebow. This is what he had to say about winning that Heisman as a sophomore.
No sophomore had ever won the Heisman before. Was that on your radar when you took over as a starting job?
It wasn't even something that I thought of. It wasn't even something that even crossed my mind. My whole goal that year was, that was really my first time taking over the starting position. No one's ever run and thrown and been a quarterback right in the SEC. You'll get hurt. You won't last the season.
Yeah, well, he didn't last in the NFL, but that's a different conversation. December 8th, 2011, Albert Pujols, a three-time MVP, he got himself a 10-year, $254 million contract from the Angels. At the time, it was the second highest in baseball history. It was the third to break the $200 million barrier. Alex Rodriguez got $252 that first time with Texas. He got another one, $275 with the Yankees. Albert Pujols signed up with LA. Unfortunately, off his best years in St. Louis, this is what he had to say when introduced.
I just been here less than 24 hours and from going around the city and, you know, just meeting people and just welcome me to the city of LA, and I'm really excited. You know, I'm really excited for our ball club, you know, for the organization, and just try to do the best that I can, and not try to do too much. I think that's the main thing, and go out there and play and have fun, you know.
Well, I mean, recently Albert Pujols was in the mix to be the Angels manager. That did not happen. I mean, Artie Moreno, sometimes he can't make a decision. He doesn't know whether he wants to leave, stay, go, come, or leave. So, not a shock. Maybe Albert Pujols will get a job in Major League Baseball sooner than later. By the way, the winter meetings start tomorrow, December 8th, 2012. You want to talk about Heisman Award winners? Texas A&M, Johnny Manziel. He became the first freshman to win the Heisman. Okay? This guy went out there and won it overall. Manti Te'o and his fake girlfriend, he finished second. And then you had Kansas State quarterback Colin Klein, who was third. Johnny Manziel, he talked about what he did on the night he won the Heisman. Cover your ears is what he told Cam Newton.
I had probably my three or four closest boys who've been played high school football with me. They move you from your little room once you win. They put you up on the top floor and give you the big suite. I remember just sitting there. Just dropped a bucket of beers right in between all of us and just sat and looked at Times Square trophy right in front, yeah, too, and just kind of like, man, this is it.
Yeah, this is it. Botch, I thought it would be a little bit more explicit than that, but I guess he didn't want to tell that one, huh?
Maybe it just escalated as the years went on.
I'm sure that it did. Johnny Manziel seems like the type of individual who would pretty much escalate anything. Okay, there you have it, December 8th. A few things that took place this day in sports history. And we'll see who ends up with the Heisman. I think it'll be Mendoza. Hey, thank you so much to Luke Easterling for joining us earlier in the show from Athlon Sports to talk NFL. Thank you to Brian Fisher. He came through and we had a chat about the Heisman in addition to Notre Dame being omitted from this year's college football playoff. Brian came through to us courtesy of Sports Illustrated. So we've talked about a lot. Philip Rivers looks like he's getting another look with the Indianapolis Colts at the age of 44. Shedeur Sanders is now going to get the job and the opportunity to start the rest of the season for the Browns. We got Notre Dame complaining. We got Miami in. Mike Tomlin is getting a little bit of a break. The Texans, well, they're looking good. The Chiefs and Ravens, not so much. And then here, speaking of looking good, yeah, Monday Night Football, not looking good. Now, right now, as it stands, the Chargers lead the Eagles 10-6. Nobody can hold on to the ball. This season, we've had a record 6 turnovers in the first half of this game alone. So we'll have a chat about this game tomorrow and see what happens. I'm going to continue to watch the rest of it. If you've missed a minute of this show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you so much to our producer holding it down, Ryan Botcher. Thank you so much to Michael Merlo for helping out as well. You can find me online. I exist everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. JR Sport Brief show is done. Don't move. Don't leave. Bart Winkler is coming up next. I'll catch you tomorrow. Be safe. Be well. Be cool. Be smooth. JR Sport Brief show done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply, in app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.